This next guest is an amazing achiever who has done so much. She is one of the great conservative commentators out there, a great columnist out there. And now we are learning about the incredible journey that she herself went on dealing with mental illness. Joining us now is Carrie Sheffield. Her book is called Motorhome Prophecies, A Journey of Healing and Forgiveness. Carrie, I'm so glad to have you here. You got to share your story because so many people know you from all the different media where you're all over the place. And yet you have a remarkable personal story of what you overcame.
Rita, thank you so much for having me and for letting me tell this story, because you're right. This moment in time, we have the highest suicide rate since 1941. That's going out of the emerging of the Great Depression. So I'm calling this the new Great Depression. We also have the highest depression rate ever. In terms of suicides, we had the highest number of suicides. Almost 50,000 people committed suicide in 2022. That's almost 17 times the number of people who were killed in the terrorist attacks of 9/11. So this is now an epidemic. And I wrote my book, as you said, Motorhome Prophecies is the title, because I grew up largely in a motorhome. I have 7 biological siblings and my parents, so there were 10 people in the motorhome. We also lived in sheds and tents and trailer parks. I ended up going to 17 public schools. And unfortunately, we were psychologically, spiritually, physically, emotionally abused by my father, who claimed that he was an offshoot Mormon prophet. Well, the mental illness that accompanied all of that abuse was legendary. I have 3 siblings who have attempted suicide. I considered suicide on and off many times over the years. I had diagnosis of PTSD, fibromyalgia, anxiety, and all that was happening while I got a full scholarship to Harvard. Like you said, while I've been doing all this commentary on places like Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, I call this book my anti-resume, because we're all in our society, we're all obsessed about our image and the resume and what we present to the world. And so many people are struggling with what's hidden in the anti-resume, the shadow side.
How did you overcome all of this, Carrie Sheffield, and become so successful? How did you break through?
Well, it's through the grace of God. And that's one thing that I am so passionate about, is to show and talk about the scientific evidence. There's so many studies I've been writing and just curating about places like the Harvard School of Public Health, the National Bureau of Economic Research, Psychiatric Times. They did a literature review of 93 different studies and found almost 70% of these studies showed a strong relationship between lower depression and faith in God and religious participation. And they also found, they looked at over 100 studies, I think it was 123 studies about substance abuse, and 90% of these studies showed that if you were religious and faithful to God, you were much less likely to have substance abuse. 90% of those studies showed it. So for me, God was my lifeline out, and it was a faith in a God who loved me more than I loved myself. Because when you're suicidal, you hate yourself because you've been told to hate yourself by the people around you, in my case, my father, and then other people who abused me. And so I know there's so many people, even listening to the sound of my voice right now, who are struggling, or maybe someone in your family struggling, or somebody that you know, and they've been believing a lot of lies about themselves because they've been told lies all their lives. And so I think studying the Bible, studying whatever tradition you're in your faith tradition, the major world religions, they say similar messages that you're a child of God, you're a child of infinite worth, and it can literally rewire your brain. It's called neuroplasticity. It's proven in neuroscience, and that's what God did for me.
And we just have about a minute or so left. Why did you feel now confident enough to share the story and to inspire other people, Carrie, as you are in a big way in your book?
Well, it was a combination of the circumstances, given the high depression and suicide rates happening right now, this moment in time. And then also part of it was that I just got sick and tired of hiding and all these things that I felt like I had to keep hidden, all these things that I was ashamed of. So to be able to release it is such a gift for me. And I've been told by people it's a gift for them to hear, hey, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who's suffering. I'm not the only one who feels like I have to hide things. So I encourage anyone, again, who's listening, come out, reach out to people who love you, find a strong faith community, link arms, and pray.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
And by the way, real quick, because we have a lot of listeners, of course, on WABC, our home station here on Red Apple Audio Networks. You have something coming up real quick on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sunday, come 10 a.m. down to Brooklyn, I will be giving my testimony in person at the Christian Cultural Center. It's 12020 Flatlands Avenue in Brooklyn. The founder is Pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a beautiful church, about 30,000 people on three different campuses. Would love any of these listeners to show up and just feel the Spirit.
And we love, by the way, the pastor, we have the Rabbi and the Rev on WABC, by the way, on Sundays, and he is the Rev. So you got to give Pastor A.R. Bernard our love. And that is going to be, you're going to have a huge welcoming. And boy, to hear your message right now, I think, is so important. Carrie Sheffield, thanks so much for being here. And congrats for sharing the story and having the courage to share it and inspire others. It's called Motorhome Prophecies. And make sure you come on out and see Carrie in person. She's an amazing human being this Sunday. And we'll continue the Rita Cosby Show, everyone, after the break.